From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
So I've been getting lots of questions, I'm sure you have too, as to the name change.
Yes.
And everyone's like, did she get married? And I'm like, no. And you've touched on it before.
Yes.
But sort of just like, what's the story? Like,
yeah.
Tell us about your family.
No, I am not married. I am too young for that. But, when I was 11, you know, my parents went through a divorce, and my mom met Jesse, my dad now, I call him dad. And so he's been in my life since I was 11, you know, just always been there through everything, supported me like I was his own.
Mm-hmm.
So last December, I asked him to, or two Decembers ago, I asked him to adopt me legally, and, you know, we just kind of went through that process and became official last November.
So by that point, you were already an adult.
Yeah, I'm 21, you know, so it was actually like an easy process, you know.
Okay.
I didn't need rights signed over. I just went in there, you know, said this is what I want, this is my name change. So I changed my middle name and hyphenated my last name.
Okay.
Yeah.
So because you were already an adult, why did you really feel the need to get adopted?
I wanted to make it official, just, you know, wanted the name change and, you know, just have his name on my birth certificate.
Nice. So what type of man is he to you in your life?
Oh,
what does he mean to you?
Just, like, the most, like, level-headed person, like, just always gives me advice, you know, always, we can just sit around and just chat,
mm-hmm.
you know, just have normal conversations about anything and, you know, lay out by the pool, just kind of, like, that kind of relationship, you know, kind of like my best guy friend, just to hang out and talk to.
I'm trying to remember. I'm sure I met him because I met all of your family and extended family in LA last year. And I'm trying to remember who he was.
Bald guy. He had glasses.
I think he was
kind of
quiet,
though. Kind of, maybe. He could be quiet sometimes.
Yeah, because I think your Aunt Tony was
probably
like
the loud
all
one.
Over.
Yeah,
and then your mom was
Tony
in there.
Oh, Tony. Yeah.
So tell us about your family growing up and being, like, part of the Wildcat family before you even joined Arizona.
Yeah. I remember being out here. I mean, Tony didn't play here at the time. She was on Arizona Heat. So I remember always being out here. You know, I was their back girl a couple of times. So, like, I grew up around Arizona. And, you know, ever since I was a baby, it's always been, like, Wildcat this, Wildcat that for softball. But, like, people also don't understand, like, my uncle went to UCLA for football, so, you know,
okay.
we've been a house divided, so it's, you know, I've been on both sides, but yeah, you know, it's been fun being a part of the Wildcat family for so long, you know. I have so many mentors in my life that I can just sit down and chat with, you know, Linnea Manuma, you know, one of, like, the brightest lights in my life, you know, I can just sit and chat with her, Leo O'Brien, Jenny Finch, you know, I can just have conversations with them, and it's, like, just really cool to be able to be a part of that. So.
And anyone that knows you knows that you're very strong in your faith.
Yes.
And you're always looking, I now follow you on Instagram, as of a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And you were, like, asking people, like, hey, what's the latest, like, Christian songs you
guys
are listening to? And a former church choir singer, like, I love the good Christian pop songs. And you use now two of them on your walk-up?
Yes. So, yeah, I had the Greatest Showman song, and, like, everyone's like, yeah, you should do it, and I just was not feeling it. So, yeah, I now have two Christian walk-up songs, so
it's
great.
I know for me it was just, like, the family was always just involved in church, and then I somehow got involved in church and through choir and CCD and this and that. Like, how did you get so...
I grew up, you know, I went to church here and there, like, my grandma on my dad's side would always take us to church sometimes. Like, she was really Christian based, but no one else in my family really was. So I wasn't, like, as into it growing up, but I got here, went through some experiences that kind of was like, you know, that I needed something to kind of be an outlet. So I lived with Eva Watson 2 years ago, and she's also very strong in her faith, so she kind of showed me the way, and, like, and ever since then, it's been so life-changing. So, you know, I'm thankful for her and, you know, the experience that got me, that led me on that path.
So who are your, like, favorite Christian artists right now?
Oh, man. I like anybody. Like, Tarn Wells has so many good songs, you know. Jeremy Camp, you know. Mercy Me, you know, also very known and, you know, one of my favorites. So there's, I have a lot.
Okay, so then question.
Okay.
Are you into the super corny Christian movies? Because I know I'm a sucker
so
for
we
them.
Just saw, me and a bunch of friends just saw Run the Race,
uh-huh.
which is about, like, you know, Christian based, like, some experiences that led to that, and it's really corny, but, like, really good, and, like, I'm just a sucker for crying always through movies like that, like, The Shack, amazing, I can only imagine, amazing, like, it's so good, so, yes, I am a sucker for those kinds of movies.
I tried taking some, like, not very religious friends with me to a Christian movie years back, to Courageous.
Okay.
And I was just like, I know they're super corny. For some reason, the acting is always, like, subpar.
There's actually like, one coming out on Easter with, do you ever watch This Is Us?
Yes.
So, Kate is going to be in this movie. It's Unshakable or something like that.
Okay, I've seen her, like, son, promoting something on
her son, like,
social media.
Her son drowned and he was underwater for 15 minutes and then now he's in a coma. But, like, now she's going through, like, all her church people, like, praying, and it comes out on Easter. I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
One of those corny Christian movies.
But, like, I was just like, why can't the actors be better?
Why can't
because they're
be
really
better?
Good stories.
Yeah.
And they have really good music.
Yeah.
Like, and so my friends just made fun of me because they were just like, what type of movies do you watch? I was like, I don't watch these all the time.
Yeah. Run the Race is actually a good one. It was produced and written by Tim Tebow. So.
Okay,
It's a really good one.
That's on my list.
If you want to go watch that movie, it's a good one. You might cry, but, you know.
I mean, they all.
I know,
get
they're
you.
All they're all like that, but, you know, they're really good.
So, what else are you into besides, like, family and Christianity and just, like.
I mean, just having fun, you know. Hanging with friends. Yeah, you know, the biggest thing we do around here is get tattoos. So, you know, there's that.
So how many tattoos do you have?
I have 15 tattoos, actually.
What? And how long between the first one that you got and
so
the latest
I
one?
Got my first one at 18.
Uh-huh.
And I got my most recent one right after I turned 21. So, yeah.
So
from 18 to 21.
In 3 years.
Yeah.
That's kind of extreme.
Yeah. I have a lot. That's why I wear the sleeve. And now if anyone wants to know why I wear a sleeve, I have to cover my tattoos. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's why the sleeve is worn all the time.
And I thought I was a little crazy because I just got 2 tattoos within a year.
Oh, no. You're good.
It's okay. My mother thought I was crazy.
My mother thinks I'm crazy and thinks I'm dumb for spending money on it. But
so where are your tattoos?
Everywhere.
They're
like,
pretty hidden.
I have 3... like, on my sides. I have 1 here, 2 on my wrist. I have 1 here and here. I have back of my shoulder. I have 2 on my foot. 2 on my hips. 1 down my spine.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I would have never pegged you as a tattoo girl.
Yeah, I'll end up with the full sleeve sooner or later.
Okay.
Yeah, very, very into the tattoos.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, and, like, are they just, like, different images or
text, they're all different things. Text. I have a lion back here, and then others are just words and
you always just knew you wanted tattoos.
I think so because I thought my mom has 6,
uh-huh.
So like I think just seeing like my mom have tattoos, I'm like I want one, and like I just have all these ideas in my head that like where I want to put things. So I'm like,
That's funny because like this one on my collarbone was my first one, and I got it in 2014
mm-hmm.
when I was 24 and my mom cried and said I ruined my life and I was never going to find a job. But if you would have asked me like even a year before that, I would have been like, no, I'm never getting
tattoos.
And then all of a sudden I was like, and then now 4 tattoos later.
Yeah, my first one is the one on my shoulder and it's like it's a big cross with roses and like a verse on top. So like my grandma's like, that's so big for your first tattoo. Why did you get that? I'm like, I like it. I wanted it. Gosh, leave me alone, it's my life. That's what I say to her all the time.
I try to say that and then they're like, no, you belong to us. Or my sister's actually fairly religious, like more religious than me, and she works for our church back home. And she's just like, no, your body belongs to God.
Yeah, see, I've gotten a lot of things about my faith and having tattoos, but...
And I'm like, I'm a modern-day Catholic.
And I always bring it... There is a verse in the Bible, in Leviticus, talking about tattoos, but it's how you interpret it, and people interpret it different.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I look at it as... It says, not to mark your body unhonored of the dead are false gods. So, like, it doesn't say don't get tattoos. Like, it says don't do it for these reasons. You know what I mean? So, like...
Well, I still broke the rule. This is for my dad, and then this is for my aunt and uncle who all passed away. So.
God forgives.
All right? At the end of the day, yeah, we're fine.
You're good.
Well, I mean, this was fun. I feel like I got to know a lot more about you.
Yes.
And that's because I already felt like I knew quite a bit about you. Uh-huh. I was like, no, not at all.
No, you don't.
And I feel like there's still plenty more we could talk about.
Yeah, I'm the biggest little kid at heart. Just, yeah.
Is there anything else that you just want to let listeners know about yourself? One last fact or something?
I don't know. Yeah. I think that's it. I mean, if you want to get to know me, just talk to me on social media, you know. I try to talk back to people. I don't see them all the messages sometimes, but
all
yeah.
Right. Well, this is fun.
Talk
I hope
to me after a game.
You have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Hi, Wildcaster fans. Come check out The Point Being, the Arizona Daily Star's opinion page podcast. We talk about current events, what's going on in the world, the letters page, and more. So check us out at thepointbeingpodcast.com.